Overnight, targets outside the ancient, historic Iranian city of Isfahan were set ablaze by U.S. strikes. Home to a large ammunition depot and one of the country's main nuclear complexes, now a towering inferno. President Trump posted this video to his social media, projecting U.S. strength before, hours later, conveying frustration. The president said that nations that were upset by Iran's choking of the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's oil normally flows, should take matters into their own hands. Go to the Strait and just take it, the president wrote. You have to start learning how to fight for yourself. Go get your own oil. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth today directed more blame on U.S. allies who have, so far, refused to participate in this war.
This is an international waterway that we use less than most. In fact, dramatically less than most. So the world ought to pay attention and be prepared to stand up. President Trump's been willing to do the heavy lifting on behalf of the free world to address this threat of Iran. It's not just our problem set going forward.
Iran has allowed some ships to pass through the strait, including from China, India, and Malaysia. The U.S. claims up to 20 tankers are expected to pass through in coming days. But Iran's attacks in and around the strait continue, including a drone strike on a fully loaded Kuwaiti oil tanker off the coast of Dubai. The attack punctured its hull and set the ship ablaze. The crew managed to put out the fire before it ignited its cargo and no oil was spilled.